Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you gorgeous, fabulous, amazing, incredible, expanding, and taking care of themselves and their self-responsibility and their self-creation people. How's that for an opening? Oh, my gosh. There's a lot going on out there. If you are starting to feel overwhelmed a little bit, join the club. And remember to stay in the moment. I am really happy to announce that we are semi-rolling out today with one of our new affiliates, the Universal Broadcasting Network. Really excited to be with Tony Sweet and that whole group. So if there's anyone on from there, welcome. You're in for a ride. This is the greatest community, I think, in the world. I'm claiming that. This show is all about free call-in information, all about the latest information that's coming in. There's no possible way that I can put up a description of what we're going to talk about every week on this show, because sometimes it changes literally within seconds before the show and even after the show started. You'll see how it works. I'm asking everybody today, if you're calling in with a question, don't want to hear your story, get right to the question, because we've got a lot of callers on today, and I want to get through as many as I can, because the more people we bring on and get information through and from, the more we do work for the collective, and the more we do work for the collective, of course, the more we open everything up for ourselves also. It's a rest-a-give. It's a rest-a-give thing. Each month we offer a special webinar or an offering. Today we are 2 weeks out from starting what I think is the most amazing program. Well, it would be a toss-up between the Gratitude of Self-Love, which starts in 2 weeks, and the IFC, the Intense Focus Creation Program. While I have you, I have to share Dawn's email with you. She finished the IFC program. When I started the program, I was not working and did not want to go to work. I needed to make some time for myself. I was very stressed about not having any income. I let go of control and would love hover, which is an exercise we use, when I found myself worried and stressed. I said to myself, I'm just going to go over here and love hover. Well, today I have the money to pay off my mortgage and all my credit cards and will be debt-free, and I have enough left to buy a piece of land on the water for a summer place. I cannot tell you how grateful I am to you, and I got it. Loving myself is the easiest and the most important thing I can do. Dawn, thank you so much for letting me share that with everybody. You know, she's our four-minute mile, guys. I'm the four-minute mile. I have to tell you, I had the physical for this new insurance program that I'm doing, and, you know, they come out to your house and they do all this stuff. Well, the night before, I had been challenged with all these major computer problems, and I allowed myself to go into the toilet big time, and I got so pissed off, I almost threw my computer against the wall. Now, this is not what I teach you, but I'm going to use myself to teach you something better. So, I mean, I just really became some old D that I haven't seen in a long time, buried down there, you know, didn't catch it in time, went down through the toilet. Cut to the next day, the insurance guy gets here, and my blood pressure is really high. Now, my blood pressure remains pretty stable, 118 over around 68. You know, at one time I had borderline high blood pressure. I used this work and brought it all under control, as I did the cholesterol and the depression and everything else. So I'm the best walk of my talk. But anyway, I was able to use the work and finally get it down within a reasonable place so that they would accept it. But after he left, I sat down and did the work, and I said, okay, you know, this isn't me. This isn't my norm. I want my balance back. What do I need to know? And they took me to the song Frozen. And I want to read to you, if you want to understand the importance of this work in your physical life. Basically, what it came down to was when I got angry and pissed off, I froze myself, which constricted the flow of energy within my body and within my life. Because I want you to understand that when you're constricting the flow in any way, you're talking about money, you're talking about health, talking about relationships, you're talking about success, everything has to flow, guys, to bring it back to you. So I did the work. I went, well, I'm not going there. That's not what I want. What I want is flow. And I want to be the balance that creates the flow. And within 2 hours, the blood pressure was 118 over 68. I'm not a doctor. I have to say that because I'm talking about health things, but I want you to hear how important on every single level of your life this work is. This loving yourself is more powerful than you will ever know. And I urge you to go to the homepage at imdwallace.com and check out the Gratitude of Self-Love program. Listen to the video, read the testimonials. You'll know if you're ready to expand and stop using excuses and really start creating your life, you'll know. All right, on to the next thing. They want us to know, the channel wants us to know, that not choosing clearly is making us crazy. Not choosing clearly is making us crazy. And the biggest thing we're not choosing is being responsible for the creation of ourselves. So, you know, oh my God, why am I in this horrible place about money? Well, I'm in it because I didn't take responsibility, didn't handle my responsibilities that I was supposed to handle, wasn't responsible to the money that I say I want, wasn't responsible to the law of giving and receiving, so I cut off the flow. That's just one example they're giving me, so that must be up for somebody on the call today. They want us to know, too, that there's a lot going on in the universe right now. And I have to tell you where this started with me. Stephen Collins, I don't know if you're following the news, but Stephen Collins is an actor. He played my husband a couple of times, the latest time on The Office. There's a lot going on about him supposedly admitting that he was inappropriate with three underage girls. And TMZ got a hold of a tape. Why the hell a therapy session was taped is beyond me. But anyway, it's released through the press, and I felt a huge reaction to it. I mean, a huge reaction to the point of anxiety and fear. Now, I know when I have a reaction like that, and this is what they've taught us all, when we're in reaction like that, there's a big pony for us because we don't get plugged in if it doesn't plug something in us. And it was a journey finding out what it was, but basically it came down to they'll hurt me, abuse me, betray me in any and all ways if I'm my authentic self. What I thought was about immorality, what I thought was my rage against TMZ and the, you know, privacy issue, wasn't about any of that. Ultimately, it was our fear that if we are our authentic selves, and I'm not condoning pedophilia or flashing yourself or any of that, but my job is to always get to the highest thing that we can bring into balance. We get involved a lot in this wrong versus right, guys. And what the universe wants us to know is authentically, you're the creator either way. Whatever you send out into the universe is reacted to by the universe and returned to you. Just like I get pissed off at the computers and the universe, my universe, returns it to me as my blood pressure going up. So what we want to know is that we are authentically our own creation, that we have the right and the honor to be our own creation, that we must claim that, and we know that we will be, well, they're giving me the word protected. Protected from what? Oh, ourselves. We will be protected from miscreation. Not wrong, understand, but the creation that we don't want. If we go back to the authentic love for ourselves, so we are claiming that right now. We are directing. And don't just listen to the words. You know you have to participate. I am directing me to be the authentic creation of myself that I am and know that I am safe, secure, and protected in this world when I create myself through divine love. And so it is. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. Hey, you want a lot of new information about the golden light and all that? Read the e-blast that's coming out tomorrow. You're going to get a lot of it. There's a whole new understanding that they gave me, but I'm not going to go into it now. Okay, I think I want to go to the calls. I know I sound like I'm on speed, and it's the speed of excitement about this show and what's going to come in today. So if you want to sign up for the e-blast, it's really easy. It's on the homepage. Just sign up. You'll get a free meditation. And again, it's iamdwallace.com. And welcome to our Universal Broadcasting Network people that are joining us today. All right, we're going to start with the calls. Again, please get to your question. And we're going to start with Miss Coral in Wisconsin. Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm curious.
Okay, good.
I made a commitment to myself to be responsible for my energy and what is going on with me. And I thank you because you did gift me the Rusty Gift seminar. And I have been committed to doing this. I've made a lot of changes. I've been changing my thoughts when I catch them. Things were turning around. I do work that is project work, and I have had no work for the last couple of months, and all of a sudden things started shifting. October filled in. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, there's one more thing, Coral, that you have to bring into harmony, okay? Because they're saying it's not about the consistency, but it's about your, oh, my God, could this really be true?
Okay, yeah.
Does that resonate?
Well, yeah, because all of a sudden, like I said, things are going really well. And then this week, I worked the first week of this job. Thursday was the last day that we worked. All of a sudden, Thursday night, the whole job got canceled for the rest of the month.
Okay, and so then, what do you do? What do you do then when that happens? Where did you go?
I took a deep breath. I let anything that was coming at negative go, and I said, if this is not what's happening, then something better is coming in.
Okay. I get a yes on that. So let's see where your a little bit of coral is falling out that you need to bring into harmony. Because she did exactly what she was supposed to do, guys. If you go for something and you create it most of the way, and then it falls out or falls away or goes away or isn't quite what you wanted, you keep creating. And somehow, Coral, you didn't. So,
okay, one more small part. The two things that I have found that really help me to stay in the joy and momentum are dancing and walking. Thursday, the job got canceled. Friday, I broke my foot.
Well, okay, honey, that's all about the fear of moving forward. And that's what they gave me right away is, oh, my God, could it be this easy? Could it be this joyous? Could I actually be creating this quickly, this fast? And so you stopped yourself. You just stopped yourself.
But in my heart, I feel like, yes, I can. I really feel like, nope, I can do this. I'm going to do this.
Yeah, but it scares us to death when we actually do it. And that's the highest thing that this is about. So you use this time with your foot and your recuperation to love hover, to play pretend, to just feel, see yourself dancing, see yourself walking, all around this easy, effortless creation, because you've gotten a taste of it now, Coral, and that's where you want to stay. Broken foot or no, that doesn't keep you from staying in the vibration of joy and harmony about this constant creation. Now, there's a part of you also that's thinking you can't do it because you have a broken foot. And they'll go, that doesn't have anything to do with it. You can manifest all kinds of things with a broken foot. You know? So you don't let anything get in your way. You just keep going. You just got a little scared because it was happening so damn fast, honey.
Well, but when it started happening, what I felt like was happening is it was fueling the joy.
Yeah.
Like when
and
you
some
say,
of it,
I'm not feeling
get
the fear,
overwhelmed. Sweetheart, some of us just get overwhelmed and scared about the joy because we go, oh, my God, is it going to go away? And then it does. So I'm telling you, you're doing everything right. Don't start questioning it. Just keep doing what you were doing when everything was working, and it will be back in sync in no time, okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Keep on it now.
This is
our greatest challenge is when it drops out. Guys, I got in one day's mail, I got $10,000 worth of bills this week. Now take that hit and stuff it in your pipe, you know, and I started going into my old patterns of, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I just sat there and went, you know, universe, I'm turning it over to you. I know the work works. I know you'll create the money. Son of a gun, if a job didn't come in within 2 hours. But I would have pushed it away had I stayed in my worry. Worry is a sin against your energy. Hi, Matthew. What's up?
Hi. Well, I'm having trouble hearing myself. What happened?
I don't know, but I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So my question is right along with what you're saying, which is about asking for and receiving help, and I'm thinking both on entities that we're used to thinking of outside ourselves. We know that we are our own entities, but just the larger energy that is the universe getting that
help.
Well,
yeah, you got to play with all the energy, guys. It's a partnership. The thing is, the energy cannot come in and play with you and create for you without your clear direction and invitation. So what's your question?
And relating that to asking for help in the real world, because I don't think I'm very good at either one of those things. I think
well,
I fall out there.
you know, Matthew, I want you to ask how you can help yourself first.
Well, I'm starting to set aside time to just ask for guidance and try to stay open to not questioning where it's coming from or whether I'm getting any or not, just staying open to it.
Yes, and you're your own guidance. So, hold on, what's all
I
have to
say? Yeah, I think it's knowing that I'm my own guidance, but then how do I access my the better guidance? Because a lot of times I get into the overwhelm and just a 3D picture and go, well, that's not possible.
Okay, give me a movie.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, quit looking for the gosh darn Ark of the Covenant. You're it. You keep looking for it somewhere else, and in looking for it somewhere else, then you set yourself up for not taking responsibility for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you do not take responsibility for yourself, which means taking responsibility for all your responsibilities, the universe is going to match that. So the answer isn't out there. The answer is within you, and they're giving me the words tough love. You have to be some tough love with yourself, baby, and go, where am I falling out for me? Where am I not delivering to me as my beloved other? They're saying that's your answer, and you've really got to get down with yourself.
Okay.
So basically get off and make a list of all of your responsibilities that you need to take care of. Make a commitment to taking care of them. Repay everything that you need to repay or do the class you need to do or get the website up that you've told yourself you're gonna. Whatever it is, okay, guys, you have to make a list of that and you have to commit to it. I can't tell you, once I really committed, and I thought I had, but when I really committed to getting my bear out there, all kinds of magical things have just fallen into my lap. Make a list and commit, Matthew. That's the first place you start so that the universe can come on board and help you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Love you.
Thanks. Love you.
Okay, Salita. Hi, sweetheart. How's the you know, recoup from the fire going?
Well, we moved into the new place.
Good.
And it's beautiful and comfortable.
Good.
I want to ask the community if we could just take a moment and send love to all of our neighbors, even if you don't like them.
Oh, I get a big yes on that. And that includes, by the way, the neighbor called ISIL.
Ah, yes.
All our neighbors in this dimension and others. So let's just take a moment and sending love out for no reason at all. Just because we can. Just because we can move into the heart space of feeling love, which creates the balance of the world that we're wanting to live in. And to each other, this is such an amazing community, guys. And I want you all to know, whatever your question is today, if you listen to the answers, you'll get it. You will get your answer today. I'm claiming that, so it is. Thank you for that, Salita. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Okay, I have another piece. I think it relates a lot to what you were saying at the beginning.
Okay.
I'm just going to give you the bare parts and let you run with it. We have been programmed to store things instead of releasing, and for the most part, instead of releasing, we've still been storing. And somehow that storing ties into mold, mildew, and decay, and it's creating havoc in our
system.
Well,
yes, if you it's not creating havoc. Our insistence on holding on to it is. Mm-hmm. And if you read my new book, Getting Stuff, there's a whole chapter in there about water and water retaining its memory from the beginning of time. And what creates mold and mildew and rust and all that? Water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you have stagnant water of any kind, it's going to create backup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I was talking about, presented in a whole entirely different way at the beginning of the show. It's energy backup, and so we want to claim right now and direct that we release all resistance and we move into acceptance and flow. That's resigive, guys. You let your energy go out and you receive back energy from the universe. That's like, picture a great hug. It happens at the same moment. The moment you send that love energy out, it starts being returned to you. So, yes, you're right on target, Salita.
And beautiful.
Again, they just keep emphasizing the importance of self-love. Self-love, self-love, it's the core of everything. And none of us, this is a true statement, have mastered it yet. I know I for sure am doing this program again with everybody else. I had so many breakthroughs during the first time we did this Gratitude of Self-Love program. It was unbelievable. So whatever you do in your life to bring about the experience of more self-love for yourself, that's what you want to do every day. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Love to everybody.
Yeah, you too. And we're going to Kimmy in Las Vegas. Hi, honey.
Hi there. My question, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and I kept it at bay for many years. And in the last three, I seem to have lost my way.
Okay.
I have blockages somewhere that
keep me. Yes, it's with a guy, and it did happen about 3 years ago. What happened with, I believe it's a romantic relationship, Kimmy.
I'm not romantically with men.
Well, it's with a guy, and they're giving me the vibration. So was there a man in your life that created some kind of excitement 3 years ago that disappointed you?
My father.
Okay, that's where we're going. But the vibration of it, I want you to understand. Was almost sexual. Not that it was a sexual happening in real life, but you know when you get excited and you pin your hopes on something and then you're disappointed, that kind of romantic thing. So can you talk about what went down with him and I'll get more of the picture?
He called Social Security and told them that I wasn't disabled and they cut off my disability. And
okay.
I am disabled.
Yeah.
It was a revenge kind of thing.
Well, and definitely abandonment. What is the definition of post-traumatic stress disorder? Do you know?
Well, it's different for everybody, but it's like muscle memory of traumatic events.
Okay, good. Stop there. Oh, this is awesome. Okay, so when he did that, he reignited a muscle memory, literally
fear.
A memory that's locked in your nerves and your muscles. And they want me to take you to a core belief. Here. 1, 2, 5.
Terribly abused by that man, and I am deeply afraid of him.
Okay.
And he created fear because he was able to get into my life again that way.
Okay. So this is the core belief. I'm going to walk you through this. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. And that's what he plugged you into, is, my God, he came back. I don't have control. He took control over my life, and now I'm a victim to him. Post-traumatic stress disorder has a lot to do with victimization. You know that, right?
I was terribly abused by that man.
Okay.
When I was growing up.
Darling, Kimmy, I want you to hear these words through as much love as you can.
Okay.
That's not the case anymore. But you're keeping it alive, which is creating the stress disorder of this memory of abuse that's
anxiety.
Locked in your nerves and your muscles and your water.
Okay.
Okay? Until you decide to get your power back, until you become the soldier with the gun, the one that's in control, and I don't know why the frick they gave me that picture, but it was really clear. You are not a victim to this man ever again anymore unless you choose to be.
Amen.
And once you get on top of that, you will not have to experience this trauma so much, okay? Well, at
okay.
all, they're saying. I'm not a doctor, but that's what
I
the channel is giving me. Now, they're saying in order to do that, you have to let go of the, oh, poor me, look how much I've survived because of what he did to me. You've got to let go of using that as a claim for your greatness. That make sense, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. See, we can hear the power in your voice, the shift in your frequency already, Kimmy. Can you feel it?
Because I was on top of this for a long time.
Well,
I cut
then you know
ties.
You can do it again,
I felt empowered.
You?
I felt he had no control over my life anymore, and then he did this. So
okay.
getting that back is where I feel like there's blockage, getting that power back
the
again.
Only blockage is that you allowed him to define you again. And you haven't done yet what you did before, which is say, screw you, no, you're not. You will not have dominion over me because I'm the creator of me.
And
I
will get
forgive
my social
you and I love you, because if I don't forgive you and love you, my energy, just like Dee's blood pressure, takes a hit. And then I experience the fear of the PTSD again.
Exactly.
Okay. So what I want you to hear is that right now in this moment, you have everything at your fingertips to let this go and start creating your life again.
Believing that I'll win my case. Believing that he can't ever
it's
come
not
into
about
my life
him.
Again.
I want you to let him go. Do you understand? The more focus you put on him,
right,
the less you create your own outcome.
Okay.
Okay? Love him.
It's all about me.
Love you bet. Creation is all about us, Kimmy. And holding ourselves in love and joy and balance. And just feeling awesome, seeing yourself winning this case, knowing that you're in integrity, and I get that you believe you are, so that's
yeah.
good, that you are
and
telling
I forgave
the truth,
him.
And that you deserve, you know, to have this win in your favor.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you
thank you.
Stay time, you know, stay taking time for yourself, loving yourself, sending love to him because you know that's how you create what you want.
I do love him.
I get a yes on that. So let go of the story, because when you're focused on the story, you're out of creation of what you want right now. Okay, sweetheart?
So focus on my victory.
You bet. And how great it feels. And how great being in balance and love feels. You can feel the shift, can't you, honey?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
A lot.
Good. Many blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to Margaret in Tennessee. Hi, sweet thing.
Hi, dear. I haven't spoken to you in forever.
I know. Welcome back.
Thank you. This time doesn't generally work for me, so I'm not on your call that often, though I have been on a few times, but not.
Well, they're all archived on iTunes. So.
Okay, yeah, but I'm, you know, sometimes I've listened in, but I haven't called in.
Yeah. So what's up, honey?
A lot's up. Some good, but it's brought up some fear. A lot is changing. A part-time job I wanted to quit and didn't have the nerve to has disappeared. So I'm glad
the universe will work it out for you if you don't.
Yeah, I'm glad it's
good.
Gone, but it's brought up the old fear of whether or not there'll be enough money. At the same time, a rent increase, and I've been debating whether to move. But the only reason to move is to try to get lower rent, which is just fear that I won't have enough stuff.
So basically what you're saying to me, Margaret, is that you're creating your life through fear.
Well, in that aspect, I am. I'm starting a book. I've started doing teleconferences. I've got all kind of new ideas of things to do in my business. But there's just this thing, do I sign this lease again or do I move? And I realize the only reason to move is to save money, so that's just fear based.
Well, yes, but you see, you're not dealing with the core issue. The core issue is, how do I create more money? And
exactly.
Then you don't have to worry about any of this other shit.
Right, exactly, and that's what I'm working with, but I've got lots of ideas, and I think, oh, it's going to be wonderful, I'm going to do this and this and this, and then the old fear comes back up. So, a lot of it is...
Hold on, because when you said the old fear comes back up, I get a no. What happens is you get all excited, and then you create the fear to use it as an excuse not to move forward. So that's an old pattern with a lot of us, guys. That happens with a lot of us is, oh, my God, it's going so fast, so fast, so fast, and then we either break a foot or we go into reaction about $10,000 worth of bills and we go back into our fear, or we let our father start creating our life again. And we use all these things as excuses as to why I can't stay balanced and don't stay in my joy and certainly don't stay in my knowing that I'm the creator of me, that I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it successfully, and I am doing it successfully in this moment. So we're going to direct our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point around knowing that when I am committed, as soon as I commit, I take action, the energy shifts, and I get it done. And the universe goes, woohoo, I'm along for the ride. So the fact is, Margaret, and I'm testing it now, you have not committed to making a shitload of money. So let's all come together today. I think that would serve all of us to direct ourselves, and I am committed to making loads of money in any possible, incredible, almost unimaginable ways the universe can bring it in. I'm open to all possibilities. I am the frequency of 370, which is the frequency of all possibilities. My brain is functioning at 20%. And I'm open to the flow of all of it coming in. Now, if you want another job, see, part of you doesn't want a job because you're having so much fun playing in creating all this other stuff.
I mean, it was a virtual assistant, you know, not really a job. It was a VA job. You know, not a go-out-to-work job. It was a...
So create another one, Margaret.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, or
guys,
get my own business going
enough
to
support me. When one door closes, open another door.
Okay.
Don't keep banging yourself your head against the door that's closed. Go, oh, all right. Well, that was open for a while.
One...
Now I'm going to turn around. I'm going to draw my own door, open it, and walk into another possibility.
Right.
See, we use that stuff to stop ourselves, baby.
Yeah, I've also had workshops making, so I've got money coming in because I've had workshops happening. I've got things really going quite well. I just realized that I was playing with the idea of moving just to lower the rent, which is not a very good plan.
Well, sweetheart, you're problem creating instead of massively creating.
Get back to the joy
of having it all and create another job to give you the extra money that you need while you're joyfully creating all this other stuff, being even more expansive. I'm telling you guys, anybody that's not ready to expand, you better hold on to your hats because this community and this show is expanding big time. And you know, whatever I do and what shows up in my life usually precedes you by not very much.
Okay.
So get on, say yes. Yes to expansion in every way. That's all I'm getting, Margaret. Thanks. It's lovely to hear from you again, sweetheart.
Okay, thanks, Dee.
You bet. Just sometimes we just have to get ourselves back on track, you know? All right, Miss Tasha, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
So I am feeling actually quite well, and what occurred to me over the past week, actually today I really put it together, is that I was so identified with thinking about feeling instead of feeling.
Yes.
So I thought I was feeling, but I was actually just thinking about feeling.
Yeah.
And when I started to reconnect with my body, I started feeling, and then I started realizing, oh, wait a minute, I don't feel good. How can I start to feel good? And it all came together. So I was just thinking too much, right? It's stupid. It's very simple. But
well, it's not stupid. It's what we're taught to do, everybody. It's what we're taught to do. And that's why, you know, they're putting up a big, huge red dot. They're saying, we have given you all of the tools you need to get this down. Are you doing them? I loved getting that email from Dawn because I went, oh, my God, I used to love Hover 15 times a day. Thanks for the reminding me to go back there. You can't be in fear when you're doing the love Hover. And you can't be in fear when you're sending love toward a red dot or a fan or a father who's abused you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for that, Tasha. That's a great reminder to everybody. Get out of your head. It's fine if you want to get into your brain, because your brain, when we're using all our brain, we are God. And your brain is connected to your heart. Your mind is created to doubt all of it. So,
I just realized that breathing and also just wiggling your toes is a direct hotline to your heart.
Well, whatever works for you, Tasha, whatever works.
I
love you, baby. Thanks
for
calling in.
I love you, too. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Janice in Utah, what's up?
Hi, Dee. How's it going?
It's going great.
You're doing great. Yes.
Thank you.
So I have a couple questions. One that just came up was when you said we did 20% activate our brain, 20%?
Yeah, because right now we're only using 5%. And they said not to go past 20 until we get it up to 20. And we're close, by the way. A lot of us are close.
Okay. So I've had these really strange headaches for the last few days. I don't have it today, just slightly. I was kind of curious what that's about.
All right. Again, not a doctor. The first thing they showed me was a neck adjustment, and the second thing they showed me was eye strain. And they're not connected. So both of them, do you ever get aligned?
Yes.
With a chiropractor?
I'm doing physical therapy right now, yes.
Okay. It actually has to do with your physical therapy, but in a good way, I'm getting. We're understanding this in the highest way. And they want to go to the eye strain. Do you know what that's about?
I don't. I'm frustrated that I have to wear glasses and I've never had to wear them before.
Okay.
Just reading.
All right. That's where we're going. Can you move into acceptance of that first and quit resisting it? And then they would like to give you the mantra, I see clearly and easily.
I see clearly and easily.
Yeah, everything in my life.
Okay.
I see clearly and easily everything in my life. Whenever my eyes start going off and you know, I feel like I'm not seeing as well, I go back to that statement. They always bounce back. It's weird. It's miraculous, actually.
Okay.
So, but I forgot about that, and they brought it in for you. And, of course, as a reminder to me, this seems to be a lot of reminders of D-Walk Your Talk time today. So the physical therapy is helping realign stuff. Is there something? That's the highest statement. I am aligned with the truth.
I'm aligned with the truth.
Yeah. And the truth is that I see everything in life easily and clearly. So that's how they go together.
Yeah.
And so at the core of everything, Janice, is the trust that, well, the trust of yourself as your own creator, because you trust how you see the world and the messages that you're getting.
So around trust and surrender and what Edema says, give up control. And, okay, so I'm struggling with that because, yes, I agree with it. But then, you know, if I give up control and I surrender.
Okay,
so
I don't like those words.
And who
I don't like
is
those
in control?
Words. So let me explain what that means.
Okay.
Okay, because you've got a negative connotation and vibration attached to them. What that means is decide what you want in this world. Have enough control over yourself to do that. And then let go of how that shows up for you so that the whole universe can come in and play and give you greater than you could ever imagine.
That feels better.
Yeah. And that's what those words mean. But so many of us, our middle finger flies up when you go, well, what do you mean surrender and let go of control? I'm the only one keeping me alive.
Well, then it's like, well, then who's in control? And who, you know, then
you are in control.
That's how I
are always in control.
Yeah.
And one of your greatest ways of controlling your expansion is to let go of the control of how the expansion looks. Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Your job is to direct and to hold yourself, to choose, to direct, and to hold yourself in harmony with receiving it all, no matter how it wants to be delivered to you. All right, baby?
Okay.
Hold
thank
on.
You.
There's
that's
one more thing. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Oh, Somewhere with the Rainbow came up.
Okay, now. They want you to start right now, not someday.
Yes.
No. 2 months from now, right now, I choose to choose what I want. I choose to state it clearly. I choose to tell the universe this is my commitment, and now please come in and deliver this to me in the wildest of my dreams. I'm open to anything, bloody anything.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet. We're claiming that, all of us. I'm divine love around that. Woohoo! That was awesome. All right, Anna in New York. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hi, thanks. I'd like to know my core limiting belief, if that can be available.
Well, yes. They're saying that's not the right question, though. You actually have a subject that you're asking this about.
Okay, so
money, health,
yeah,
what is it?
It's money. I received a gift, and I got a summons for parking, and something else came up that needed to be paid that should not have been. So it comes in and it goes out.
Well, yes. And guys, man, we've really got to do a whole show about this. That's the way it works. And you think when it works the way it works, it's not working well.
Because there's a list of other things that needed to be paid for, and that would have gone to that.
Yeah, I understand that. But the first thing we have to deal with, Anna, is the false idea that money comes in and I just get to keep it. Because that will limit your money more than anything.
I would have liked to spend it on the other thing that I wanted to spend it on.
I understand. Mm-hmm. So what? Instead of going into despair about it then, you go, okay, wow, I'm doing some good creating here. Mm-hmm. I created that money coming in. Now I know that I want to create more than enough, so I have enough for all this stuff. But that's not what we do. We go, oh, my God, see, just when I could have gotten ahead, you know. And I do it, too. And, man, I've got to really catch myself because it's embedded in our culture. So they want to give you a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. Okay, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And that's what happens. We get depleted and deflated when things like this happen. Go, oh, my God, I just don't have enough energy to create more or stay in the creation or keep creating. And that's kind of been the theme of the entire show here today is keep creating. Don't let anybody else take that creation away. Don't allow the fact that you didn't have the money to do the things you wanted. You stay on track with, well, then I'm just going to keep creating. I'm close. It's much like how I created my series, guys. When the first time the recurring role went to somebody else, I didn't go, well, see, I don't have enough energy to keep doing this. I must not be creating well because I didn't get everything I wanted. I said, oh, I'm close. Close is good. Close is positive. I'm almost there. What do I need to bring in alignment? And what they want you to know is that this is what they want you to claim, Anna, and everybody that's listening or will ever listen to this call. I am enough.
I am enough.
I am the energy of enoughness that creates everything I want.
That creates everything I want.
You bet.
Fabulous.
You know, that's all we are is energy, guys. But our energy will respond to our beliefs and directions for it. Okay? Great end to the call. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was my God, did you guys bring in some awesome information. I'm telling you, claim expansion. Get up every morning this week and go, I am ready, willing, and able to expand in every way. Come on, universe, bring it to me. Right? Stay happy, stay in harmony, and know that you are worth it and you deserve it. Please check out the gratitude of self-love. You want to see your lives change, man, do this 21-day program. I unconditionally guarantee shifts if you do every day of this program, unconditionally. I love you. I honor you. I welcome all of our new people and our new expansion. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about life. Let's just end with this great claim. I love this life. And so it is. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because that's where the answer is.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.